Okay, good evening, everyone. So we've begun discussing Choresh, and we got into the whole idea of Sikresha when we're discussing the idea of the halach about dragging a heavy bench across the grass or across a dirt field. And so we got into the idea of Sikresha because over there it'll make furrows in the ground, even though if it's very heavy, it'll make furrows in the ground, and which is a violation of Choresh, even though it's not your kavana, but nevertheless, if it's a psikresha, it says it's usher. So we spoke about psikresha and psikresha delo nichale, and something which karov to a psikresha, and we spoke about suffik psikresha, etc. So, okay, now I want to get back to halachas of doing things on the ground, which are involved in the melach of Choresh and also overlap in the melach of Boneh, because whenever you talk about fixing the ground or improving the ground, so if it's outdoors in a place where planting is feasible, then you're in the area of Choresh. But if you're talking about indoors, then you're in the area of Boneh, especially when people once upon a time had the homes of their the ground of their floor of their homes rather the grounds or floors of their homes were not paved or tiled or carpeted, and they dirt floors. So if you would improve that floor, if you would level out that floor or do anything to make the floor more usable and to improve the quality of the floor, that would be you'd be getting into the issue of Boneh. Okay, so there are a number of halachas that are pertinent here. First of all, the shaila is one allowed to sweep the floor of his home on Shabbos? Now the possible problem with sweeping, assuming there is one issue of sweeping that the Gemara and the Poskim talk about, and that is if you sweep with a broom that has very brittle bristles, the bristles are made out of straw, which breaks very easily. So then that's one shaila. They talk about whether if it's a psikresha, you're going to break the broom. But that's not the issue nowadays. Typically, we're using the brooms that we'd be using are things which are not breaking on a regular basis. So that's not the discussion. But the discussion is the other part of it, maybe the main part of it, and that is whether you're going to be violating the malacha of either boneh, as I said, if it's indoors, or choresh, if it's outdoors, because you're doing, it's called a shvuye gumos. Shvuye gumos means filling craters. If there are craters in the ground, there are holes in the ground, and if you fill them, meaning with the course of time, in a dirt floor, it develops holes because you put things down and they sink down to the ground and they leave a hole, or maybe just by walking, etc. But over time, craters, not necessarily huge craters, but craters, depressions of the ground evolve or develop. And if you were to intentionally go ahead and take a broom, for example, and smooth it out and smooth the surface so that you can, it's easier to walk upon, it's easier to put your furniture on, or outside, it's easier to plant, you're being over again an isser of either boneh or choresh. Let's talk about inside. We're talking about, even though we start learning choresh, but there's overlap here, so let's talk about this, even though it's under the melacha boneh. Our concern really is to get to understand the halacha, how it applies lamaisa, regardless of which melacha it's under. So as I said, if you would intentionally smooth out the dirt floor and make it level it out by filling in the craters and make it level, that would be an Isser on Shabbos. So by sweeping, it's considered to be sweeping a dirt floor is considered to be a psikresha, even if you're not trying to do that. You're really just trying to sweep off the garbage that has accumulated on the ground. See, it's a little bit hard. We're not used to dirt floors, and we think, well, dirt floors. I mean, when we sweep our floor, if there would be any dirt on the floor, we'd be sweeping away the dirt. I mean, obviously, nobody wants dirt. But when you're sweeping a dirt floor, so you're not sweeping away the dirt. you'll be there all day and you'll never get anywhere. What you're doing is you're sweeping away things that are on top of it, things that have fallen on the ground that you want to get rid of. But there's a chash that it's considered as a psikresha that in the course of doing that, that you're going to level the ground as well. You're going to level out the surface of the ground, and it's a psikresha therefore of the malacha of bonim. So, therefore, it is halacha. There are really two dais in the Shulchan Aruch about whether this is usur in Siman Shin Lamed Zayin. Siv Beis. The first day it says Usher Lechabed Habayis. One is not allowed to sweep a floor. Ella Imkein Hakarka Merutzaf. The floor of the house, unless it's Merutzaf, unless it's covered by tiles or wood paneling, unless it's covered. V'yesh Matir Nefilu Eina Merutzaf. There's a second day at Rishonim that is Matir even by a karka that's not Merutzaf. And as the Mishnah Berurah explains over there, this day holds that it's not vaday, it's not a psikresha that you'll be over Hishvei Yigumas and you're allowed to do it. But the first day holds that it's us. The Mechaber says clearly, Ela Imkein Hakarka Merutzaf, unless it's covered by flooring. Now, obviously, that's our discussion. What's Nogeh Halacha Lamaisa for us is by floors that are covered with tile or something of the like, because we're the homes nowadays do not have dirt floors. They have floors which have a flooring on them. So the Mechaber says, then that's fine. Once it's Merutzaf, when we can understand that in Svara that there's no chshash of a Shvi Yegumos, because it's not possible. It's not dirt. But yet says the Ramah, Gaviyesh Machmirin, Afilu B'Merutzaf. There are days that are machmir that you can't do it, and not only you can't do it by dirt floor, but afilu b'merutzah. It says the Mishnah, afilu b'merutzah, bein ba'avanim, ubein b'krashim, whether it's covered by stones, flat stones, or boards, or tiling, or linoleum, or whatever it will be. And what's the reason for that? Because this day, first of all, is obviously going then in the dirt floor would be usur, because of the psikresha. And that there's a gzera, which is mentioned in the Gemara, gazrinan merutzaf atu eina merutzaf. There's the lashon of the Gemara is karka bekarka michlif, that it's easy for a person is liable to make a mistake and confuse one form of karka with another. If a person is taught that he's allowed to sweep the floor in his house, which is merutzaf, he may not. He may not grasp the fact that it's tiled, it's covered, is a critical element here, is a necessary factor, and he may believe that it's mutter to sweep even a dirt floor and end up doing that. And therefore, that's the Gemara says karka b'karka michlef, and the Ramah brings us down the halacha that's the psak, that's how we pask in Lamaisa, according to many Rishonim, that we're choshish v'dish, that karka b'karka is michlif, and therefore it's aser afilu b'merutza. So mm-hmm. That would say, oh, so at this point, we would think, okay, so then even though our floors are merutza, but forget it, you can't sweep the kitchen floor, or if you have a dining room or other rooms that have wood, not talking about carpet now, but if you have wood or anything else, say, well, you can't, according to this, you can't sweep it. However, it's not so pashut, and in fact, it's not the halacha. Why not? So there's the Bir Halacha explains after an arichus, the Bir Halacha discusses the idea that even though there's a gzeira derabanan that we just said that karka b'karka michlef, people could confuse one form of karka with another, but that's only when they're both prevalent. If you live in a place where some people have dirt floors and some people have covered floors, so if you're allowed to sweep a covered floor, you might not understand or realize that it's specifically because it's covered. Whereas if it be a dirt floor, there'd be a problem of psikresha shvi yigumos. You might not realize that. And you might come to, your next home might have a dirt floor, or your maybe some rooms in your home are covered and some aren't covered, whatever else. Mm-hmm. And you might come to do that. But if you live in a place where rov batei ha'ir, and certainly kol batei ha'ir marutza, if you live in a place where it's all the majority or the or entirely all the homes are marutzav. Everybody has some sort of covering on their floor. Nobody has dirt floors. They have it's either tile to cover with whatever. Then the gzera doesn't apply. The gzera applies in a place where, like I said, where they're both there. So it's shayach to confuse one with the other. But if everybody's home has covered floors, so then there's no gzera on that. We're not afraid you're gonna. There's no mistake to be made. That's what the Bir Halacha says, and therefore he passes l'maisi. It is mutter. It is mutter. And if you live in a place like where we live, and probably the majority of civilized countries nowadays, where people's homes do have flooring, they're not living in homes with dirt floors anymore. I'm talking about indoors. So there's no problem. You're allowed to sweep the floor. Now, any of the other problems that might have existed, I mentioned, that it talks about also it can't be with a broom that breaks easily, that the bristles can constantly break. That's typically not a problem. What about the fact that there might be, and very often is muksa on the floor, when you have all sorts of dirt or garbage on the floor, very likely have things that are muksa. So it's still mutter, because you're not being metaltal them biyodayim, you're not handling them directly, you're being metaltal them ayidei dover acher, you're just moving them aside with the broom. You're not picking them up, the muksa biyadayim, and you're doing it letzorech dover hamutter, meaning your goal, your purpose is to tidy up the house, because the rule is in that tiltal ayidei dover acher, to move muksa with something else is mutter only letzorech dover hamutter, only if for the purpose of the mutter object, or a mutter object, not letzarech davar asur. For example, if let's say you left some money out lying out somewhere in your house, and you said, Shabbos, and you want to put it away, you're afraid it'll lie out there, it can get lost, misplaced, kicked around, fall on the floor, or kids will play with it, and so you want to put it away, but it's muksa. So if you would want to go, I said, oh, so I'll move it, I'll yidei davar acher, I won't handle it directly, I'll move it to the Barach. Now, the Barach has two possible ways. One way would be, let's say the money is sitting on something else. Assuming that thing is not a busis. Assuming that thing itself is not muksa. So, to move that thing, let's say it's sitting on a little desk, and there happens to be money on the desk. It was left there by mistake. It was not intended to be left there, so the desk is not a busis. So you might say, okay, I'll just simply pick up the desk, a little end table desk, pick it up and move it to a safer location. I'll move it into a room where the kids aren't playing and where it's going to be safe. So you're not allowed to do that, because you're moving it, you're moving it to save the money. You're moving it for the purpose and for the protection of the money, so that's usur. You're not allowed to do tiltul, even like they dover acher, indirect moving of muksa. If the goal, if the reason is for the muksa, you're not allowed to do it. But if you're moving something, and the other way of tiltul dover acher is to like take something like this, I'm holding a tissue box, or it takes, and push the muksa. That's some hold that's bechlal not even called al yedavar acher. It's worse, but even like those in the Mishnah Berurah is mekel, that is called tilt al yedavar acher. But again, you can't do it if it's the tzarech the muksa. You can't do it if you're protecting the muksa. But when you're doing for davar amutter, for example, let's say there's something muksa in the room, and you need to use the room. It's taking up space in the room, or it's preventing you from using the room for the purpose you want. So even if it's davar that's muksa machbas gufo, something you're not allowed to move letzarech makoma, you're not allowed to move it directly just because you want the place, but you are allowed to move it indirectly. Tiltul ayidei davar acher letzarech davar hamutter. I'm doing the tzarech is I need the space in the room. I'm not doing it to protect the muksa. The muksa might be something that's not particularly valuable, or maybe it's something that I always keep here. I'm not worried about keeping it here. The only thing is, right now on Shabbos, I need the space cleared away. Because I need to use the space, so then you would be allowed to move it indirectly. So let's say you had some sort of muksa item, which is on an end table. And now for Shabbos, you having a lot of people coming over for a shir, and you want to set up chairs, and this thing is mamish in the way. It's in the way, but it's muksa. It's a muksa item. You're not allowed to move it. You can't just pick it up and move it, but you would be allowed to pick up the desk that it's on, assuming, again, the desk is not a busis. Can't go through all of Hilchas Muksa right now, but assuming the desk is not a busis, so the desk itself is not muksa, you'd be allowed to move it because that's called a davar acher for tzarech hamutar. So now getting back to sweeping, when you're sweeping, even though you're sweeping a lot of, you may be sweeping a lot of garbage, and maybe nutshells that fell on the floor and other things of that are muksa, that have no tafke, that they're completely muksa. But if you're sweeping them with the broom in order to tidy up the room, not because you want them, you just don't want them to be there, you want the room to be clean, so that's muksa, that's tiltei that the avar achel that tzarech davar hamutar, which you're allowed to do.
So you use the room.
Yeah, sure. You ask your mother if it's real tzarech. Of course, real tzarech. I mean, you want, especially for Shabbos, you have the stuff on the floor. They think, you know, after a suda, and especially a suda with small children, and they throw stuff on the floor. So that's, you know, all sorts of stuff, which it's not covered Shabbos to be that way. But there's a mitzvah to sweep your floor before Shabbos, right? It's a mitzvah to tidy up your house before Shabbos. So if it happens on, if it gets untidied on Shabbos, then
people
start beginning
to start,
right? Yeah,
walking in, spreading.
Right. So yes, that's considered tzarech. Okay. Now, okay. So you're allowed to sweep on Shabbos when in you know a tiled or wood covered floor. Now, however, let's say you have. You own a home, and outside you have a backyard, a front yard, whatever, a patio, and you have a place that's not tiled, that's or not covered. It's just that for sure you can't. You can't sweep the dirt floor. Or let's say you have a sukkah in the back. It's sukkahs, and you have a sukkah, and the sukkah got similarly dirty, or the floor of the sukkah got dirty, but it's a dirt floor. You don't have any flooring on your sukkah, so then for sure you can't do it, according to what the Ramah paskins, that that where it's enu marutz, if it's usur. And here the shaila is, maybe even if you have an area in the backyard which does have flooring, or maybe your sukkah does have a floor, it's a good thing to do for a sukkah, to put down a floor, which many people do, right? Put down some sort of wood paneling, thin wood or linoleum or something that you could, you know, as a flooring. It's a proper thing to do for a sukkah. So let's say you have that. So the question is, so now it's covered. Could I sweep it, or do we say no? Because maybe most of the houses, or all the houses where we live are the floors are covered, but not outdoors. Outdoors backyards aren't covered. Sukkahs, you know, locations aren't covered. Some may or may not be. It may be paved, right? You may have cement. It may be just fine. It may be, and so technically you could cover. You should be able to sweep cement if it's completely flat, meaning it doesn't have like a lot of ridges in between. Like it's not like patio blocks where there's a lot of space in between, but it's a completely smooth surface. It's a cement covered surface. So technically there's no Ashuya Gumos, there's no malacha in sweeping it, but the shaila is, we get back to the gzeira, that karka bekarka michlif, that people will confuse one form of karka with another. If I'm allowed to sweep the backyard, or even in an area that's paved, or my driveway, which is paved, or my sukkah, which is paved, but then I may not realize that I can't sweep other parts outside which are not paved. So would we say that should be usur? And that's how a number of poskim say like that it's usur. For example, in the Shemir Shabbos Kehilchasa, he is so same that way, that that it's usur. So up top, in the top at least of the sefer, and this is in Perichav Gimel Sif Beis, he says that it's usur to sweep it. And in the Kovetz Halachas, the Pesachim Rosh Shmuel Kamenetsky, also in Chelik Beis Perik Mem Gimel Sif Zayin, Aryeh Beis says that lechayr it's usur tzarichin. What's the other tzad? What's the tzad that is not usur? The tzad that it's not usur is maybe we could view the backyard as an extension of the house.
And the sukkah should be an extension of the house during those days. Like
perhaps, right, that's the other side. Do you look at a sukkah as it's a sukkah, or even a backyard, even without a sukkah? It's an extension of the house. I live within the four walls, but this is nitfal. It's nitfal to my house, the backyard, the front, the back, parts that are my property, which are right by my house, perhaps it's considered a chelik of my house. And in the Shabbat Shabbos, although as I said on the top he's machmir, but in the bottom he brings down from Rosh Lamazan Arbach that said Yitachin that it's mutter over there in Ha'ara Yud. He says Yitachin that Yesh Liros is Hachotzer Kehemshich LaHabayis Ulahatel Chabdo Afilam Ein Sham Sukkah. Hecha Durov Habat Mitzvah means if you live in a place like we do, where most houses are paved. Or not paved, whatever, are covered. So then perhaps the backyard, as long as it's also covered, would also be mutter. And the sukkah would also be mutter. And others say, like in the Rav Simcha Ibn Kohn Sefer, the Shabbos home in the second chelik, page 252, by Ha'ara 18, there he says he's so similar that's mutter. I'll be Rosh Lama Zama's Pesach, he's so similar that's mutter. Also in the Sefer Archa Shabbos, in the first Chelek, Periches, Ayin Gimel wants to bring different svaras to say that it's mutter. Okay, so it's a big machlokas. Elsewhere, which is called one more source, is the Sefer Hilcha Shabbos B'Shabbos from Rav Karp. This is in Chelek Beis, Perek Tezvav, Ha'arad 26. He is so same Le Chumra. On this. Okay, so we have Machmir of Mekil, and we have again just the Shmir Shabbos, at least on the top, with the Hilchah Shabbos B'Shabbos, and with Shmuel Kamenetsky, at least B'Toras L'Chara. He says L'Chara it's Aser. He says Sarchiya, meaning I guess he hears the other side, but he says L'Chara it's Aser. Whereas Shlomo Zalman is clearing to say that Shmi Mutter, and there are others that follow that. Now, what about a sidewalk? Sidewalks, well, in most cities, the sidewalks are paved. Even here, that's all right. Sidewalks are paved. By and large, I mean, there's grass beyond it. You have paved sidewalks, right? So not all cities do. Some cities, there's no sidewalk. There's just grass. You know, your front lawn basically goes up to the street. But, okay, but let's say if you have a sidewalk, so a sidewalk is paved. So what about that? So that's a little more tricky because it would depend. It could probably depend on the way it is, meaning if it's very flat without much space in between, like there aren't gaps between this in the cement, or if the rubber just like very very small narrow gaps, then it would be mutter l'chara because rov sidewalks are also marutzef. But if it's a place where the pavement is different, where there are big spaces in between, like slabs of concrete, maybe of concrete, then a significant gap, and then the next slab, or stones, bricks or whatever, then it's a problem because of the what they call the rovdim, the spaces between them, getting in the problem of a shriya gumos.
So the problem with the spaces is you're going to pass the broom through the spaces. And
that you could have the same problem of squeakumus of smoothing it out, which would be considered
sorry, what it's considered bona? Like,
well, bona indoors is bona. On a sidewalk, it might also be called bona, either bona or chorish. Probably a sidewalk wouldn't be chorish because it's not really shy to plant there.
But what's...
Because you're improving the ground, making the ground more usable, more walkable, more livable.
That's bonus.
Yes. In fact, and I don't think we'll get to much detail about it now, maybe, but at the end of this, one of the Simanim in Bodin Shachar, Simon Shin Yud Gimel, the last Si'if in Simon Shin Yud Gimel, Si'if Yud talks about a chotzer sheniskalkal abimei hagshamim. If you have a yard which got messed up from rain, there's a lot of rain, and the ground is muddy and not so pleasant to walk on. So it talks about what you are and what you are not allowed to spread out there, in order to make it more, to be able to walk there. The Mechaber and the Nosekel and the Echonim, the Mishnah Berurah, you're not allowed to put down certain things which you would leave there, which like would become part of the ground. You're not allowed to put down Shabbos to make the ground more walkable, like put down sand or something like that. You're not allowed to do that. Other things which you don't leave there, eventually you're gonna sweep them away or take them away, is mutter, but the shin, okay. But the idea is that improving the surface that people walk on is a melacha Shabbos, yes. Okay, so that's in terms of sweeping. What about washing a floor on Shabbos? Now, when I say washing, I say right away, so what? How do you wash a floor on Shabbos? I mean, you can't, there are other malachas involved, right? Now, so of course, you can't mop a floor on Shabbos because you're going to be over a schita. I certainly can't vacuum, we're not talking about vacuuming, but even washing with a mop or with a wet shmata you can't do. The question would be, are you allowed to wash a floor with just by putting water on it and using something plastic or rubber, something like the Eretz Yisrael, what they call the sponge or whatever they call it, you know, something like that, which is not absorbent, something which there's no iser schita. So the question is that where, how does that fit into this discussion of bona to you? So in other words, you have a floor that's covered with tile or with wood, non-absorbent. The material itself is not absorbent, and you're cleaning it with something that's non-absorbent. Is that mutter or not? So here again, there's a machlokas paiskim. There is a Mishnah Berurah. Just the Mishnah Berurah in Simen Shin Lamed Zayin. Sifka and Yud Zayin. But the Mishnah Berurah, before we get to the Mishnah Berurah, Mishnah Berurah is going on the Shulchan Aruch. So let's look at the Shulchan Aruch itself. Shulchan Aruch Sif Gimel. But first, we were reading before Sif Beis. That was about sweeping. Now Sif Gimel. Sif Gimel. Shin Lamed Zayin Sif Gimel. Ein Sochin Es HaKarka. You're not allowed to put sach means to put oil. You're not allowed to put oil on the floor to improve it, to cleanse it. Velo medichem also. Nor are you allowed to wash it with water. Afilu humarutzav. This is the mechaber speaking. The mechaber who said back in Sif Beis that even according to the first opinion that was more. Well, no, not even. I'm sorry. Yeah. Even in the first minute, it was more machmir that held you not allowed to sweep a dirt floor. But the mechaber said, but if the floor has flooring on it, you can. Even if it's not that way, in all the houses, right? Nevertheless, as long as your floor is tiled, the mechaber said for sure it's mutter to sweep. But to wash, it's not. The Mechaber says you're not allowed to wash the floor on Shabbos. So the Mishnah Berurah explains in Sifkat Yud Zayin, he says, well, what's the difference? He says, well, because we make a gzera, atu einu merutzav, right? Like we said before, karka bekarka michlev. If you're allowed to wash a tiled floor, you might wash a non-tiled floor. You might spritz
water over there.
Well, they would put water on dirt floors also in order to help. Smooth it out. I mean, not cleaning it from the dirt.
It's a whole different way of using the water.
Yeah. Okay. But it was a form of improving the or the texture. I'm not sure texture the best word. Improving the what's the consistency? What's the word that I'm looking for? The whatever is improving the surface. What did I just say? Improving the surface and the usability and the ability to walk on it safely so they would use water even on dirt floors. And that would run into a problem. That's a problem of a shriya gumos. So memela, it's usur, even where it's merutzav. Now, but says the Mishnah explains. He says v'had the hitter b'sif beis, even though the mechaber says sif beis was mutter legabe sweeping the logos arcane. We didn't make a gzera on tiled floors because of non-tiled floors. He says mishum di kibud hu yosir davar nachas mehadacha. Sweeping the floor is a greater necessity. Sweeping the floor is something that you do, because even if you sweep the floor before Shabbos, like we said, you go through a Shabbos meal, and especially if you have many people and young people, then the floor needs to be swept again. It might have been swept before Shabbos, but you can hardly tell anymore. So, and whereas washing the floor, you can do without it. You can wash the floor every Shabbos, and the need to wash the floor again is much less. It's a much smaller need to or necessity to have to wash the floor again on Shabbos. So they weren't matir, even though it's merutzav. There's no problem be'etzem. You're not going to do any ashriya gumas. You're not going to level anything because it's merutzav. But it's a gzera that since you can't do a dirt floor, you can't do it with a cover floor. That's what Mishnah Berurah says. So,
yeah. Fingers maybe.
Okay. So the question is. is this Mishnah Brura speaking lemaisa, meaning even after he explained in the Bir Halacha that the whole gezeira that you're not allowed to do a tiled floor because you might come to the untiled floor is only in places where both types of floors exist, right? That's what he said. But if you live in a place where everybody has tiled floors, then there's no problem. The guy be sweeping. He said, right? The guy be sweeping. Even the Rama agrees that if you live in a place where everybody's floor is tiled, you're allowed to sweep a tiled floor. So are we going to say? Are we going to say that, but here it's different? Is that the Mishnah Berurah is still addressing and saying, but here it's different, because that's only for sweeping. For sweeping, they allowed it, because it's a great necessity, not for washing. Or is it possible that this Mishnah Berurah is just coming to explain who was matir washing a floor? Even if you live in a place where everybody else has dirt floor, but you're the one rich guy in town, you have a tiled floor, you're allowed to sweep it. That's what the Mechaber held, right? The Mechaber held, if you have a tiled floor, you can sweep it. It doesn't make a difference what your neighbors have. You're allowed to sweep your floor. We're not worried about... So on that, the Mishnah Berurah says, but you can only sweep it. But why does the Mechaber say you can't wash it? Because there, where we do make a gzera, you might mix up your floor with your neighbor's floor. And the reason why they made a gzera by washing and not by sweeping is because washing is not such a necessity and sweeping is. But if we go to the next level, that you're talking about a city where everybody has tiled floors, so just like over there by sweeping, everyone agreed it was mutter, so here too, everyone will agree it's mutter, right? In the way that... He's not addressing a city where every floor is tiled. He's addressing why the Mechaber, who didn't require every floor to be tiled. The Mechaber said, even if every floor is not tiled, as long as your floor is tiled, that's good enough. You can sweep your floor. So why can't you wash your floor? The answer is because they allowed sweeping, not washing, because, you know, sweeping is more necessity. So they weren't makbid on that you got confused. But by washing, they said already, let's not take chances. You can get confused. But if everybody's floor is tiled, there's nothing to get confused about. Or no, is the Mishnah Berurah saying no? Afal pi kein. The gzera, they were not matter washing at all, even if everybody's floor is tiled, just sweeping. That's the shaila. That's the tutzad. Yeah, so, yes.
I have a practical question.
Okay.
What should be the right approach if somebody has a diaper overflow in number two in Shabbat on the floor?
Well, so let's first see if you can wash the floor. And then if the answer is you can wash the floor, then that's the approach.
Okay.
Go, don't do it. Let's say the dinner is you can't wash the floor. Then your question will resurface. Okay. Okay, so this is Machlokes Poskim. So Machlokes Poskim had to understand the Mishnah Berurah. But here, at least from what I saw, and the majority of Poskim, that at least, you know, talking about the Poskim that after the Mishnah Berurah, who the ones that I've seen, majority of Poskim learn the Chumrah, that this Svara here that says that the Chazal were only Matir, sweeping and not washing is not just a svara to explain the mechaber by the guy who's has the only tiled floor in the town, but it's even to explain l'didan. Because if you notice, there's no Rama on this sif. The mechaber says you can't ain't sachem v'lamadichin. And okay, well, there's no reason for the Rama to say anything because the Rama is more machber. So okay, there's but. Anyway, the majority of poskim, and the ones I saw just first of all, the Ksos HaShulchan says like this. I won't go through all the marmakomas where, you know, the citations, if you want, I could tell you. With the Ksos HaShulchan goes this way. Rav Shmuel Kamenetsky in his Sefer goes this way. Rav Shimon Eider in his Sefer Hilchos Shabbos, the Orach HaShabbos, the Megillah Sefer, the Hilchos Shabbos, the Shabbos, all these Svarim are Machmir. The only place I saw in print was Mekel is in the Shabbos home. From Sivach Ben Yukon, the Shabbos home. He says that the Mishnah Berurah is not talking to us. Mishnah Berurah is talking in the Mechaber Shita, like I said before. Mechaber Shita, where he's explaining why you know, the one rich guy in town is who has the only tiled floor, he's allowed to sweep it but not to wash it. That's what Mishnah Berurah is explaining. But based on the Bir Lacha that said that if everybody in town has the tiled floor, you could sweep it, so you could wash it also. That's how he learns. That's what I heard this also from a very Chashav Pesach told me like this halacha l'maisa this way too, but many Sfarim say not like this. The Shmir Shabbos is mesupik. Shabbos has it as a suffix and say yesh la'ayin. You know which way to learn. Okay, so now, but let's take a so now so far it's not looking so good for your diaper because saying most of these poskim are machmir. But the shaila is some want to say nevertheless if it's just like one small spot that's dirty that you could wash. Now you can't wash it. You just have to be careful. You can't do schita, right? You can't squeeze anything out. So you have to be very careful how you wash it, but you could according to some posts, I'm pretty sure Ravida says this way in the Sefer, and maybe some others that you could wash like a spot here and there that's really bad that you're allowed to do. The gzera was not to wash the floor, you know, the general floor, but to wash off it, but like to spot wash when necessary, you could do. So you would do it according to that. You would do it carefully without doing schita. So you use water and then use paper or towels or something like that, you know, and with which you don't have to rip, of course, and be careful not to just, you know, clean it up and throw them out. That don't squeeze them. In Rosh Shmuel Sefer, Rosh Shmuel Kamei Sefer, he says before even one spot is usur.
Circumstances.
Yes, it says ulam. You can type b'shas hadchak gadol. He writes, and in a place where most houses are burnt, so like you could be mekel on a spot. So even he says, some stomach you probably would consider that shas hadchak gadol if it's in any area where people are going on Shabbos or whatever. Okay. So we've done sweeping and washing.
That would be different for carpet, right?
Right. Now, carpet you can't wash for sure. You can't put water on a carpet on Shabbos. And really, carpet should not be clean. You should not be swept either. Right. Give me a couple of my comments if you want to give. But a carpet should not be swept. Or basically, the only way to carpet would be if there's some shmutz that you could pick up, assuming it's not muksa, you could like hand pick it up, but you can't wash it or sweep it or anything like that. Okay, now the third discussion within this is there's a halacha in Shulchan Aruch in the next siman, in siman Shin Lamed Ches, that says that one is not allowed to play on the ground with nuts or apples or whatever, to play games with small things, like nowadays they have marbles, or the kugelach, you know, these chamesh avanim, these little, you know, little small things that the game that's played on the ground, you're not allowed to do on Shabbos, because also you need a smooth surface, right? When you're playing marbles, you want a smooth surface, you're playing whatever, any of these games. You want a smooth surface, and you may come l'shvi gumos. You may come to smooth out the surface in order to play. So the Mechaber says in Siman Shin Lamechesef Hey, Ein Shoychekim Be'egozim V'lo P'tapuchim K'yosvim Shuma Shvi Gumos. Based on a Gemara that you're not allowed to do it, Mishuma Shvi Gumos. So now it says Mefurish. That's only the Rama says only al gabe karka, but on a table you could, or even if you put down a mat. Or something like that, a mat or a blanket, something of that sort, then that you could play on.
Because well, even in someone's house, because you saw someone come to go play outside.
Oh, wait a second. So the shaila is, where does this gzeir apply now? Okay, this applies on a dirt floor. What about on a paved, on a tiled floor? Does this apply to a tiled floor, or does it not? We said by sweeping does not apply to a tiled floor if all the houses in the city are tiled. We said by washing was a big machlokas, and most of the posts can hold that it does apply. The question is, and some said not, but most said it does. What about by this? So over here, there's again a machlokas poskim. The two of the achronim, the ksos hashulchan, that was from Chaim Noah, and the shvisas hashabbos, Yitzchak Meltzer, a Talmud of Yisrael Salanter, who wrote a sefer Halacha Shabbos, comments a lot on the Mishnah Berurah, but just for a, you know, stark perspective, these two gedolim say it is usur to do it even indoors, even on a paved floor, and even in a place where most of the houses are paved. I mean, like, it's still usur to play on the floor. And Mistama, the reasoning is because similar to what the Mishnah Berurah said, they were matir sweeping, but they didn't need to be matter playing games on the floor. You could go Shabbos without playing games on the floor, and it's not as much as a tzarech that they need to be matter, especially because you play on a table, or you could play on a, you know, put down a mat, put something down on the floor, and you could play on top of that. So they weren't matir. So Chazal weren't matir according to these gedolim. This is what, as I said, the Ksos HaShulchan and the Shvitz HaShabbos both say. And a number of the contemporary posts this way, and Rabbi Desevi says this way as well, based on the Shvitz HaShabbos and the Hilchos Shabbos as well. However, here we do find there are a number of the contemporary posts that say it is mutter. And first of all, some of the Rechon, the Yarcha Shulchan says it's mutter, because even though you might say, like I said before, that the need to be matir wasn't as great, but he says, on the other hand, this is not such a davar kavua that Chazal made a takan against it. Sweeping floors, washing floors, these are things that people do regularly and would want to, if it's mutter and Shabbos, they would want to do it to keep the house tidy. Playing games on the floor is not such a davar kavua, so Chazal didn't, so to speak, didn't bother being gozer on it. So the Rosh Hashulchan says, and Sifyud in Sifyud Beis, that it's mutter. And a number of paskim this way, Lamai said that it is mutter. I'll just mention three: Rosh Shlomo Kamenetsky in the Kovetz Halachas, the Shmir Shabbos Kehilchasa, and the maybe four, and three. Rosh Shlomo Kamenetsky again, at least in a place like where we live, that all the houses are paved. And Rabbi Yashiv also, he's quoted in the Sefer Shalma Yehuda, quotes Rabbi Yashiv that he's also matir. So it's not as one side, you know. Here it's not as one sided as it was by washing. We have Osir, we have the Tosa Shulchan and the Shvitz Shabbos, and then more contemporarily in Rav Eider and Rav Karp, they Asir. But we have Gedali Olam, the Rabbi Yashiv and Rabbi Chaim Shmuel Kamenetsky, Shmuel Shabbos are matiring. Now, but that's only. But I want to say, what's this also? I'm sorry. What's the svar of the Osrim better svar? Not just because there's not such a need to be matir. There's a much better svar. And that is because even if most of the houses are paved, but this is not something you necessarily do inside, right? Sweeping is more of an inside function. You might sweep outside, but you sweep your house. But playing a game, playing marbles, kids can play outside just as easily as inside.
It's not a psik reisha. I mean, sweeping, you know, it's a psik reisha.
No, it's a chashash that you might come. It's a chashash that you might forget and actually do it in order to make a smooth surface. You might actually smooth it out, not realizing that you can't do it or forgetting that you can't do it.
Remember, I thought the whole reason why the sweeping and cleaning is because in those situations.
Right, but I'm saying here there were choshes that you might actually go ahead and smooth the surface here, because over there it's just a chash that while you're sweeping here you need a smooth surface. You're playing marbles. You're playing if there are holes in the ground or something, your game's gonna get messed up. You're trying to play dreidel on the floor, and there is a little thing you're not gonna get the desired results.
Well, in that case, I'm saying nothing will work outside. I'm saying it only works on a pile, like on a hard surface or something.
No, but you could do it on a dirt floor, with an area that happens to be smooth. A dirt floor is where you could do it. So you might. I'm sure if kids had nothing but a dirt floor, they'll play on a dirt floor. Also marbles and these things, they'll play on a dirt floor. They just smooth it out and they play. Oh, but that's also to do. Also smooth it out. Okay, so what's it? So they're saying, since this is just as much. Oh, we gotta go. Just as much played outside as inside. Then we can't be matir. Let's just very quickly. But the matirim, they're only talking about something like that. But to play soccer, forget about all the other reasons not to play soccer. Chas v'shalom on Shabbos. But talking about malacha now, leaving out everything else, zilzul Shabbos and everything else. But even for kids to play soccer, just a little whatever. That's for sure not mutter, because that's for sure done outside. Typically, and done on places where, and you can't say rove outside is paved. So soccer or anything like that would for sure be us. Okay, maybe we'll come when we start next time and just review this last part.